The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they make an excellent transition in our teachings. Get it? That's kind of funny. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media, by the way, does an excellent job of brain bleaching. Oh. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next 2 minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, you know, this one. Do we ever hesitate to pray because we don't believe that God wants to bless us? We're like, you know that God loves to bless you, right? Okay, answer that. Do you know that God loves to bless you? Maybe that's a good question. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us. Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, I mean, this is life-changing right here. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Wow, talking to Dynamite D is like talking to a person that has the gift of encouragement. That's nice.
We always love that day.
Yeah, that's a good one. And it's a very nice thing to say, and it's true. Because Dynamite D, he's got this encouraging element that is so encouraging. See, that's why it's encouragement.
Who are the sons of encouragement? You know, every time you say
Barnabas,
that one, I always think about Barnabas.
Barnabas, baby. The son of encouragement. You got to love that guy. All right, so here it is. You can reach out to us by phone. It won't hurt you. You can also text us, by the way. That won't hurt you either. You text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Not professional voice right now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. A little crack on the three right there at the end.
I like it though, Dave.
That's nice. That's not bad. You can also email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. David, nothing before it, nothing after it. Just David, not King David, not Kind David. Just David, David. Yep. At he must increase from John 3:30. hemustincrease.org. Because we be nonprofit organization, that's why. Also, we want to send you up to the website, as we often do. Keep in mind there are prayer and praise forms on the website. Everyone that has ever been submitted has been received and prayed over, so never wonder about that. It doesn't get shared unless you say okie dokie. Additionally, there's encouragement all over the website to help you, strengthen you, move forward in the Lord. We don't believe the Lord's going to tarry forever, But until he comes, we need to be moving forward in the kingdom of God. Here's our scripture for donating. If you decide to partner with us, we think that's kind of cool. We appreciate that. It gives us a chance to advance the kingdom. You know, doesn't give me a chance to get into my jet.
Just kidding.
Yeah, jet-a, like more like more like that. 2 Corinthians 8:3 says this, "For I testify according to their ability, and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord." Beyond their ability, they gave. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. If you can give, great. If not, don't worry. We just want you to participate in the ministry one way or another. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's my favorite one.
I started dancing with that, David.
I know. I love that one. It's really good. A little update from our good friend Noah. We prayed for him on his job situation. His job situation turned out to be phenomenal. He's got a new job, new position. He started yesterday. He called me during lunch. I mean, that's just cool. During his lunch, by the way, in San Diego. Just really blessed for him, happy for him, and the Lord's going to use him mightily, and that's awesome stuff there. And then everybody else is just moving along. I've mentioned before, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but my wife needs a wee bit of wisdom. I told Joanna Cordelia, she needs a little bit of wisdom to make a decision today. So I told her, whatever you decide, I'm just completely supporting you, unless you decide you want to take all of our money and go somewhere and like gamble it.
Hey, Dave, I didn't realize it was already, because you know, I was asking you about this as well, because we talked off air. Yep. I didn't know it was already here, so definitely
yeah,
be praying
she got
for
today.
Right
today
now.
Today is the day. Okay. Anyway, so she could use some prayer, so make sure to pray for him. Pray for the audience, people. That's really important. We appreciate that Samson reaches out to us and tells us, hey, I want to pray for these people. You guys take that prayer when you're in your devotions, when you're in your time, pray it before the Lord. That's your ministry. That's part of what the Lord's given you on loving one another and taking care of one another. Here's part of my ministry, besides encouraging you, is to also bring forth the Word of God the best I can, present it to you. Again, nobody has ever, I've never told anybody on this show, you have to agree with everything I say. I got a chance to say to one of our faithful callers and people that listen on a regular time, I don't agree with everything I said 15 years ago. What's the problem?
Dave, you know the wonderful thing with that, though? It's kingdom. Like, you don't have to agree with somebody to still love them and still
call
them.
That's right.
Like,
I mean, that's
sometimes we go, and that's the problem I have with the political scope. It's like you get so, like, your enemies. No, we're kingdom brothers, even if I disagree with you.
Here's a perfect example of how we're supposed to unify. You want to know the perfect example? So, okay, I'll just give you. Noel loves the upbeat worship. Yeah. Dave likes the face to face before the Lord, you right? So we have completely different tastes, completely different approaches. We're both worshiping the Lord. See, that's just the whole thing, right? Okay. Matthew chapter 13, we're going to go to verse 13. So Matthew 13, 13, a lot of 13 there. It's not great if I guess you're a floor on a hotel or something, but in this book, it's fine. Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 says this, and this is Jesus. Remember, last week we talked about him talking about parables, and he's explaining things. Now we're going to kind of get to this. He got into the parables, you know, the scattering of the seed. You know, the sower went to seed, you know, sow some seed. So we'll get into that a little bit, plus the tares, the weeds. We'll get that, but wait. First, I want you to look at verse 13. This is what Jesus said. This is why I tell these stories, because people see what I do, but they don't really see. They hear what I say, but they don't really hear, and they don't understand. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, you will hear my words, but you will not understand. You will see what I do, but you will not perceive its meaning. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Oh, my. Oh, my. Let's get into this right now. Everybody, just want to say this real quickly. Everybody that thinks Jesus came with Skittles and rainbows, wrong answer. And everybody who's trying to make the Christmas story in Luke chapter 1 and 2 somehow identify with everybody is just on great par with one another, has completely misunderstood the text. So that's not the case. And also in Matthew chapter 10, verse 25, Jesus said, I've not come to bring peace but a sword. So let's just get to the truth and the nitty-gritty. Jesus didn't come with a peace sign, walking in sandals on a flowing robe saying, can't we just get along? That's not what happened. Jesus came and said, okay, it's going to be goat and sheep. It's going to be fish we keep and fish we don't. It's going to be people on a big road that ain't going to go to a good place and people on a narrow road that are going to go to a good place. So let's just make sure we understand this. His disciples were gained the understanding of what was taking place while Jesus, he's teaching the parables. And it is straightforward as can be. These people see what Jesus did, but they don't really see it. Now, I know you know what this means because you have shared something that the Lord has done with you, with other people, and they scratch their head and look at you and go, huh? They just don't get it. And they can even hear what Jesus has to say. And they're not really hearing. It's just like, meow, meow, meow. You know, like the airplane going over the head, meow, meow, huh? And all of this, of course, is connected to the prophecy that comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. So Jesus teaching in parables and the people not understanding is part of the fulfillment of the prophecy. Three interesting and fascinating elements emerge from this. The people's eyes are in operation, but they do not see the truth. Their ears are in operation, but they do not hear the truth. And their hearts are in operation, but they do not understand the truth. It is not, though, Jesus wants these people to reject. They've made a decision to reject, and they become unable to ascertain. Now, again, we've talked about this before. Does this mean that they will never? No, it doesn't mean that. But when you get an opportunity to respond to Jesus and you say no, you're cutting down your opportunities. And if the Lord has given you X amount of opportunities, and I could never give you what that answer is because every person would be different, but if he gives you 5, 10, 15, 20, every one that's a no is a no. And that's one less. It's like, ooh, that's bad. But this should, everybody should understand, you know, when people, Jesus is talking about things and you read it and you go, oh, man, that's really awesome. Oh, look at this. This is so good. I love it. That is a testimony to you that you can hear, that you can see, that you can understand. But the people that are around you that are just looking at you like you're a loon, they don't. They don't understand. They don't get it. And I want you to see this next thing. This is like amazing. And then we'll split off of this one, do our trivia, and then come back for the rest of it. But look at verse 6. Well, actually, go back to verse 5. They cannot turn to me and let me heal them. It's like the Lord wants to be able to do this, but they're rejecting in their heart. And because they're rejecting in their heart, they're putting a cover over their heart, their mind, their ears, their eyes, and they cannot respond to the Lord, even though the Lord wants them to. But look at what he says. Oh, this is so powerful. This should make your day. This should be the best. You don't need anything else. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. What? Blessed are your. So you read this stuff and you go, whoa, look at this stuff. And what it said, it's sad that people are rejecting. And I'm not going to argue with people on the free will predestination element at this point. We'll do that later. But it's sad that people reject. But on the other side of the coin, there's this gladness for those of us who said yes. Jesus wants people to turn to him so he can heal them. But those that don't, they miss that healing. And those of us who do, we receive it in our eyes, in our ears, in our hearts, in our minds. The truth of God penetrates. It goes into our being and we go, and you know what's amazing? When you hear a truth from the Lord and you receive it and process it, you know it's the truth. Even if you're still working through it and trying to figure it out, you know in your heart and mind, This is God stuff. I got to get this right. You know, I want to get it. I want to understand it. And so these people, it's just amazing because these people that see Jesus, your brothers and your sisters, you are so blessed. Rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in the book of life. You can be as excited as you want about spiritual warfare and demonic challenges and everything along the lines, but the bottom line is you're saved. And when Jesus talks, you want to know. What do you mean, Lord? How do I do that? What do I do? How do I apply that? How come I keep messing up on this, Lord? Help me figure this out, Lord. Walk with me in this. Teach me. You see that spirit difference? Now watch this, because this, a little bit of a mind blower here. Okay. A little bit of a mind blower. Okay. He says, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I assure you that many prophets and godly people have longed to see and hear what you have seen and heard, but they could not. Oh. We'll hold that thought right there as we go into trivia. What do you mean? All these people from old, they wanted to see what we're seeing? We'll hold that for trivia. Here's your first trivia question. What was the name of Moses' wife? Was it Esther, Zipporah, or Miriam? What was the name of Mo's wife? What? And don't say Mrs. Mo. I'm already stopping Al before he starts. Okay. Al has given a unique answer, probably be the answer of the day. What was the name of Moses' wife? Was it Esther, Zipporah, or Miriam? Now look, if you're in San Diego, it's 11:47 and 35 seconds. You can call and text. It won't hurt you. If you're in Texas, if you're in Dallas, it's 1:47 and 40 seconds. You can call or text. It won't hurt you. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. To answer the question, what was the name of Moses' wife? Esther, Zipporah, or Miriam? You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email. Yep, an email works too. Isn't that cool? Email david@hemusincrease.org. david@hemusincrease.org. What was the name of Moses' wife? Was it Esther, Zipporah, or Miriam? If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. If nobody reaches out to do that, we will give the answer at the end, as long as I can remember. Keep in mind, I'm over 60, so I don't remember everything as well anymore. Thank you very much. All right, back to the text we go. And here we are. Look at this. Verse 16, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I assure you. Oh, this is Jesus now. Remember, whenever we hear something that Jesus has to say, no matter what's in the Word of God, you want to respond to it. But I love it when he does this stuff. I assure you. What do you assure me? What? Many prophets and godly people have longed to see and hear what you have seen and heard, but they could not. Can I just express this real quickly? Many great people of faith from the past have wondered about what we, encountering the Messiah, were going to experience. They didn't get the opportunity to experience it themselves, but they longed to see and to engage the way that we now get to see and engage. And because we said yes to Jesus, we are blessed. And even the prophets in the Old Testament are looking at us in absolute amazement, going, wow. The Messiah has come. He has spoken. They are reviewing his words. They are engaging with the chosen of God. That's you. That's you. You are blessed. You are so honored by the Lord. You get to engage with the Messiah. They were waiting for thousands of years. You get to read his word. You get to engage with him. You get to talk. You get to be like you're walking along with the 12 disciples while you're encountering these things. All of this is such a rich blessing. Everybody's whining about this theology and that theology, and everybody's whining about this politics and that politics, and whining about different elements in life. You get to walk in a relationship with God's chosen one and hear what he has to say and has recorded and engage with him in relationship. You are so blessed. Lottery, you win it every day. You say yes to Jesus. That's what's so powerful. At the end of this passage, though, I want to give you a little hint, and I'm going to tell on myself and all the other great, much better teachers than me and, you know, great people that go blah, blah, blah on the radio like I do. Okay. At the end of this passage, here's what Jesus says. Verse 18, and we're not even going to get to verse 19. That's next week. He says, now, here is the explanation of the story I told you about the farmer sowing grain. You got that? In most translations, they'll say, here's the explanation, or here's the story, or here's the meaning. Any of those things are fine in Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Here's the explanation of that. What I told you. You ready? Here's the explanation. All right. At the end of this passage, Jesus gives a very interesting one-line hermeneutical lesson for brilliant Bible scholars out there. And you're thinking, hermeneutical, what's that? That's the method of interpretation of Scripture. It's a big fancy word to say how we interpret it. He says, here is the explanation of the story of the sower who's sowing the seed. Listen to me. Everybody, me included. Did you hear what I said? I want to make sure. Dee, did you hear me say? Me included. Look at these stories and applies them as our own limited brains suggest. But the truth of the matter is that when Jesus explains a parable, like he says, I'm going to explain it, the explanation is the story, and nothing can or should be added or taken away from it. If Jesus goes, okay, I'm going to explain it to you now, that's the explanation. Not something else that somebody throws on there. There's every preacher in the world, every teacher in the world, everyone goes, you know, I think it leans like this, or it goes to this, or it fades to this, or it points to this. Everyone does. There's nobody who doesn't do that. But when Jesus gives the explanation, you just go, okay, here's the explanation. And you don't have to add to it or take away from it because it is already the word of life. And the Messiah, the greatest teacher ever, he that is the essence of all wisdom and knowledge, you know what he's going to do? He's going to explain it to you. It's like, okay, well, whatever he says, that's going to go. See? So next week we're going to get into it and use Jesus' explanation to break it down. But what I want you to catch is that as smart as all of the teachers are, and there's a lot of great and brilliant, and you know, the Greek says this, and this is this, and this is this. Just listen to me. When Jesus goes, okay, here's what it means. Okay, that's what it means. You know, when you tell your kids to do something, and they're like, well, I don't understand, you go, okay, here's what it means. That's what it means, right? There's no secondary interpretation coming behind all this stuff. It is what it is. Okay, got it. So when you look at this text as a whole, what I want you to see is Jesus is like, look, some people, they're turning their hearts. They're not willing to let me touch them. They're not willing to let me strengthen them. They're not willing to let me heal them. They're not willing to let me bless them. They've made a decision, and I'm not able to bless them because they're saying, no, I don't want you to bless me. I want to be outside of that all. But you and me and people who love the word of the Lord, even if we don't agree, that part's okay. It's like we're all like, yes. Yes, because he's teaching and we're learning and we're walking with the Messiah. You are walking with the Messiah living in your heart by faith. You are walking with the Savior and the Lord living in your life, existing in his ministry through the Holy Spirit who's in you right now. Wow. Talk about hope. Talk about the truth that sets us free. Oh, those things mean nothing. Those other things, they're almost ridiculous. It's almost, you know, it's almost like a rubbish thing. It's like, well, this is really important over here. This is really important. No, it's not. Facing eternity and stepping inside of it, that's important. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all this other stuff will be added. It's like, okay. All that other stuff, you know what it's called? All that other stuff. That's what Jesus called it. He said, yeah, all that other stuff? That's all that other stuff. But what's important is what? Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then everything else is fine. You see that difference? You are connected to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And when he comes back on that horse with that trumpet and that whole scene and however it's going to break down, I can tell you one thing we're all going to do. We're going to be shouting hallelujah, whether we're on the ground worshiping and we can't lift our heads, or as we're transporting up in the air, or whatever the case may be, we're going to be shouting hallelujah. That's who we are blessed by. All right, what was the name of Moses' wife? Esther, Zipporah, or Miriam? The answer is Zipporah, of which Al said Zippo, which I think is a lighter or something.
What did you call her name?
He called her Zippo.
Zippo.
Okay, if you're in San Diego, you can hang out and listen with us by going to hemusincrease.org or keep listening to KBright 1240 because there's excellent teaching on there. If you're in Texas, Dallas, hang out. We'll take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in the show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.